This is smooth.
No, negative. This was his choice, y'all.
Welcome to the Spartan King Fitness Podcast. We're 1% better each and every day is the goal. Sometimes better, never ever less. I am Tom Stevens, CEO, owner of Spartan King Fitness. With me, as always, is my beautiful, beautiful girlfriend, Liz. How are you, honey?
I'm well, thank you.
You're laughing at me already. Literally, that's the intro.
I'm laughing at you because you're funny.
Yeah.
Well, just kidding. I take that back.
I am funny. I'm funnier than you.
Oh, okay.
Look, I don't know
how I'm coming through. We'll let the crowd decide.
Okay, that's fair. I don't know how I'm coming through today. I'd like to think it's better than the last podcast, so we're going to hope for bigger and better things. My goodness, I don't even think you could understand a word that was coming out of my mouth in that last one, honey.
No, I don't think so. It's because you're very, very loud.
Apparently, I'm very, very loud. And we would like to let you know that we are podcasting from our bed at this time. We are trying something
different. It's Friday. It's a lazy day.
Yeah, I'm off the regular gig. It is really just all about Spartan King Fitness today. And so we've been doing some other things, getting parade ready for the Veterans Day Appreciation Day parade on November 1st. Got some stuff for that. We are at TikTok shop, looking at getting that going and stuff like that.
We've got a lot of business things to do, but
yeah, we do. So once the regular gig is off for the week, then Spartan King can really kick in. And of course, Liz is just an incredible help to me each and every day with that.
Taking naps.
No, honey, you got to give yourself more credit than that. But look, so we got some stuff done, and now we are podcasting from the comfort of the bedroom. And no kids. It's just us this weekend, and you know, we're so far so good, right?
Yeah, so far so good. We've got a couple of kid events coming up this weekend, sport events.
Big ones. Abe's got his last soccer game of his season. Miss Kennedy has her regional cross-country meet out of New Prairie, so that's a big deal. And then Aub's got a soccer tournament that we found out about this week, essentially, that she was involved in, but I know she's looking forward to that. So we got a lot of stuff to hit, don't we?
Yeah, we sure do. Then flipping around, and after all this stops, we're looking at indoor.
Yeah.
We got indoor starts. Wrestling and
Right. All the soccer. Winter sports. Yeah, that's great. I mean, I can't wait. Like, that's what we love to do. We love to watch the kids perform and do the stuff that they enjoy doing. We're very blessed in that our kids are all good at what they're doing. So it's not like we show up and like, no, not this again. But, you know, it's a lot of fun. Me and Liz love going to everything. And then we get to see some family. Her mom comes out, obviously, to support the kids. My mom comes out to support the kids. And we have the best time doing it. So we're looking forward to more of that this weekend. And then, obviously, like Liz said, we've got winter sports right around the corner. There's no rest for the weary.
None.
No. So, honey, what are we talking about today?
Yo, we came with no plan.
Today, guys. We feel so like detached from you that we just wanted to tune in and touch base. And honestly, this is probably going to be, if I'm being honest, less fitness, more life based. We talked
about like getting a little deeper.
Yeah, I mean, we do. We want to get a little raw. We want to talk about some emotions, some things that, you know, our family goes through, you know, some real stuff to connect. And we're hoping that, you know, some can relate and take something away from it. And of course, we might scratch the surface of some fitness stuff. But as far as if you're looking for a fitness topic,
we have none.
This is not going to be your episode. There will be no techniques in the gym. Last episode was about the do's and don'ts in the gym. We got none of that for you today. We may scratch the surface, like I said, on some stuff because, I mean, fitness is this family's life, pretty much. At least it's mine, and I kind of, you know, spread it around. So, I mean, we'll touch on some of that, but we really just wanted to talk with you guys, get real, and kind of let you into our lives today. And kind of guess, see where it goes, right, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so where should we begin?
Let's begin with the fact that my shoulder is still not fixed.
No, it's not. And I'm just like,
we're going on like month 87.
Yeah, it feels
like
that.
Dying.
You got an appointment coming up though here pretty quick. So I hopefully do. We'll get some answers because you had some tests run. So that's good.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it's good, but like, fix my shoulder would be better.
I know. And that weighs on Liz every day. Like, I mean, picture walking around with pain every day. I mean, certainly fitness is on the back burner for, you know, you or anybody else who's going through, you know, a painful situation. It's kind of hard to get active and do stuff. So that what happens after that? It's like a domino effect. Then that kind of hits the mentality, you know, the mental aspect of that. And you know, you're a little frustrated, right? You deal with those
issues.
Yeah,
it's frustrating. And then sometimes, I'm not going to lie, like, it triggers me to, like, not respond well to, like, when the kids are acting out.
Mm-hmm. Or when I'm acting up.
Yeah. Sometimes you're acting out, too, yeah.
I know. I have those moments. And, yes, you are more inclined to deal with my BS if you're not in pain. I understand that. That's fair.
Lately, I've been unhinged, everybody, just so we're clear. Un-freaking hinged.
Why do you say that, honey?
Because I just can't control, like, sometimes it just, I'm in so much pain that, like, just translate through my words.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's put it into perspective. Like, I mean, you're out of your routine for some time now with work, you know, seeing other adults.
Gym.
Like, gym, you know, being involved in a fitness routine that's, like I said, that really, really kind of, you know, speaks to your mindset and stuff, and it messes with what you want to be doing, so that there's frustration there in that. And then just the pain itself, right, is frustrating.
Yeah.
And it's uncomfortable. So, I mean, I don't think, I mean, we've had some trying moments, but as a whole, I think you're absolutely handling it like a boss.
Thanks, honey.
Of course.
I appreciate that. Because I certainly don't feel like a boss.
Yeah.
But it's coming.
Look, you're running this household and stuff day in and day out, making sure these kids have everything they need and want. You know, we love you for that, and we appreciate everything that you're doing, and we all can't wait till you get fixed up. I mean, I know that's what you want, that's what you need. I mean, for God's sakes, it's been long enough, so let's get this going. Hopefully, we'll get some answers after this appointment. I don't know what other tests they could possibly run
this
point. Like, seriously. Like,
I'm losing my eyesight. I'll die at this point.
You're, like, short of a colonoscopy from being every test that could be run. Like, I don't even know. But, yeah, I'm just like, I'm ready for this to be over for you so we can move past it. Anyway, like, so we want to talk about some life issues, I think, here. There's some challenges, you know, with, we were talking, having a conversation about the kids, and a lot of stuff that's related to, them, their mental health, co-parenting, kids' choices, you know, whether they're allowed to have them in certain situations, whether it's just, you know, follow the parents' lead. You know, there's a bunch of topics that we were kind of just pondering about. Where do you think we should get started, hon?
I want to start off with kid choices.
Kid choices.
Just because it's fresh in my head.
Okay, absolutely. Well, take it away.
Okay, kid choices. I'm not sure if everyone or anyone has any issues with tantrums. Avon has tantrums.
Mm.
Avon has big tantrums. And it's because I give him choices. And I think it stemmed from when he was, like, very small. I always gave him the option of, like, if you don't want to do this, then you have this option, that option, and this option. And then he would pick from there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that it's healthy. We had an incident just the other day. I knew he wasn't going to want to go to Walmart, for an example.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, well, he's not going to want to go to Walmart, but you were like, well, does he have an option?
Mm-hmm.
And that's like when I really realized, like, yeah, he really doesn't have an option, but it's become accustomed to him because I've always given him an option.
Right.
So he threw a tantrum. He did go to Walmart.
Yeah, he did.
But that made me think about, like, do you parents give options? Do you?
I did not. When the girls were growing up, I don't remember giving a lot of options. I'm a little more old school in that, you know, I don't want to be as firm as to say, like, what I say goes. But, I mean, there are instances that, I mean, what I say goes, you know. Usually, I mean, I try to put positive spins on it when we have to do stuff and you know, maybe tell benefits of why, you know, we may be doing stuff. But, I mean, at the end of the day, if I say we're doing something or, you know, whatever the case may be. And you know, because we've had extensive talks over, you know, kids and behavior and whining and stuff like that, that I have zero patience for whining whatsoever. I will not, with a child that's whining, talking about what they don't want to do, because at the end of the day, seriously, if I'm, I mean, it's a little harsh, but I don't care. I'm not really concerned with what you want to do at this point, especially if I've made a decision of something that we need to do or something that needs to be done. I'm making that decision. And I think as parents, we do reserve the right to do that. And so, I mean, obviously, like, you know, you raise your kiddos, you know, from a, you know, from beginning, you know, with certain, opportunities. Like I said, you gave them options and stuff. And I didn't give as many options. I don't think there's a right and wrong way, per se. But there are, you know, things that come with that. I mean, there are parents that are out there being way too strict in regards to everything. And then, you know, you hear about those kids leaving, going to college, and they absolutely freak out because they have that freedom and, they just, I mean, start doing all kinds of out-of-pocket stuff. So, I mean, I think there's a balance that needs to be found there and stuff like that. And
I think we're finding our balance now. Granted, we did come into, like, meshing our families together. And thankfully, that was, like, super easy in my eyes anyway.
It really was, though.
Yeah. But now he's, I mean, come on. Like, when we first started, he never slept in his own room.
Right.
He slept with me. Yeah. So he's learning new ways, and I'm just grateful that, like, I have you on the side to, like, I know I can come to you to help for help, but you never, like, step in and, like, parent for me.
Yeah.
I think that's super important.
And you know, that's tough for me because, like, again, like, especially if I start hearing the whining or the crazy, the, you know, the tough behavior being thrown your way, of course, the first thing I want to do is go in your corner and course correct. But I mean, I do find that, you know, I'm more comfortable in the lane that I'm in right now, which is basically let you handle it. And then, yeah, if you do happen to need me for anything, obviously, you know, you can get me, and I'll approach it softly. I certainly don't walk around yelling at any kids. So, I mean, if somebody needs to be course corrected, I have a little tact in regards to that. And if need be, I'm right there in your corner for it. But yeah, I mean, right now, like, it's like we talked about it, it's probably better if you just go ahead and gain control of all that, and handle things in the best way that you'd like to. And I'm going to roll with it, you know, at the end of the day, because, I mean, I want peace in our household. And, well, I mean, what's it look like if I start getting frustrated and up in arms about stuff that I'm not a big fan of, and you're trying to deal with all this and all this kind of stuff? I mean, that's just chaos. So
yeah.
I just take myself out of the mix, and let you handle it. And at the end of the day, I mean, our little guy, he's a great boy. You know, he usually finds that the decision that you've made is the right one. He usually finds fun in whatever we have to do. And we get through it, right?
Yeah, we certainly get through it. And I, like I said, I'm grateful that I have you, you know, in my corner to kind of guide that way too, because I'm not going to lie. Like, I think it stems from childhood, from my childhood. I mean, I was always given options. And I certainly was a tantrum thrower.
Yeah.
And I kind of, I feel like I, not going to lie, like, slightly throws them still.
Yeah, that's okay.
But,
that's
okay.
The cycle repeats itself.
We're working on it. No, but yeah, he's a very good boy. I think all of our kids are great, and they certainly do love to support each other, and that's what I want. I want, like, the support. I mean, everyone stays in their own lane usually when, you know, one of the kids is not happy or something like that. Everyone just kind of stays in their own lane, doesn't try to parent each other, and that's the most important thing too.
Yeah. And I every once in a while I hear Kennedy trying to redirect David and stuff like that,
which I love.
It's, yeah, like, and it is, like, I mean, he came in her in his room with an ice cream the other night or whatever, and he walked back out and said, "Mom, can I have this ice cream?" Because, you know, that's Kennedy sending him back out, making sure he asked for that particular ice cream.
Yeah.
So I mean, I love Kennedy for that. It's certainly not
and
a stepping on.
And he listens to her.
He does. Like, you know? Yeah, he has, like, the utmost respect for Kennedy. He will, like, listen to a lot of what she says. And, you know, I think she's just kind of, like, going to bat for you, trying to teach him the right way to go about things and stuff. So it's kind of nice to have her around in that regard.
And we have the two other little ones who are just unhinged.
They're feral. Let's be honest. Let's call it what it is. Those two are feral. They don't know their ass from their elbow half the time. And, I mean, my goodness. Like, but it's okay. Like, I agree with you. At the end, like, when the kids leave us, we want them to be supportive of
each
other.
Well, listen, I had to make a deal with my child yesterday for her to clean her room.
Yeah, what was that deal? Tell the folks.
She wanted something different. She came to me with something different. And I'm all about expressing yourself, letting these kids find who they are. You know, it's whatever. She asked me to dye her hair, and I said, I'll meet you in the middle. You can't dye your hair, but it could be like a temporary, like, washout. Mm-hmm. But in fact, she had to clean her room in order to get that done.
Mm-hmm. And she was all about it. Like, I mean, you went down the laundry list of things that were expected. And then, so we went and got the hair dye, right? Like, how'd that go?
We went and got the hair dye, and it certainly was not what we thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. I got her this temporary hair dye. It was red. And Tom and I thought it would be better to go with a, like, more subtle red. She was trying to choose out this, like,
fire engine
crush.
Red.
Yeah, it was like some, what was it actually? Oh, cherry. Some, like, cherry fire engine red.
Yeah, she got to look like Cardi B. And
so we settled on, like, this soft red, which was, you know, what her look she was trying to go for anyway. But then we come home, I do her hair, and it did not turn out the way. I don't even think it really made a change. I kind of was, like, trying to sway her, like, it does look red.
Yeah, there was no light you could put her in where you could see that red. I mean, it literally didn't look like anything was done to her, and she was heated about it.
And I love the fact that you just were like, yeah.
Man, I didn't want no part of that. I wanted no part of that.
But then I felt bad because we did make a deal. And so him and I went out to go buy another box of hair dye, which in fact was her fire engine red. Mm-hmm. And we came back. I did her hair, and it turned out pretty.
It really did. Yeah, I mean, that's four boxes of hair color later. We actually got it to an acceptable red for this child. Mind you, her hair is super thick, super dark. So, yeah, it was going to take some hair color for sure, and I know four boxes sounds obnoxious, but the first two didn't really do anything, so...
Girl moms, please tell me, like, do you guys... At what age do you think is acceptable for your child to make changes to either A, their body, or B, their hair?
Why's it got to be girl moms? What, dads don't have opinions?
I mean, yeah, but, like, I feel like dads are more like... Well, I shouldn't even speak on, like, that. But, like, I guess, like... I see you, and you're more, like, laid back with your girls.
Yeah, well, I mean, because, I mean, I agree with you. Like, I think they should be able to express themselves. Like, their mother has, like, indicated, like, highlights in their hair is, like, unacceptable and this, that, and the other. And they're, like, asking me, like, for nose piercings and stuff like that. So, like, it's, you know, and obviously, yeah, I am a little more laid back. I think that... I mean, I was going to let Kennedy get this tiniest little stud in her nose. I would. I mean, at the end of the day, that just wouldn't bother me. It really wouldn't. And she's 16 years old.
Yeah. I think it'd be really cute on her. But I also love that we both are very similar in that aspect.
Yeah,
because it's like the children express themselves. And if it's not like crazy, like a tattoo on your face, like... I think I would be okay with it.
Well, I mean, so what do I look like? I mean, I'm covered in tattoos. I literally look like I just got out of work release or something like that in prison. I'm going to say you can't, like, you know, change a shade of your hair a little bit for, like, and something that's not even going to be permanent for the rest of your life. I mean, seriously, I'm okay with that. Like, I mean, if they want to express a little individuality, mm-hmm. If they want to, you know, kind of explore things, that's fine. I love that they're coming to us, you know? Yeah. I mean, they could outright be doing all of this, you know, behind our backs and then saying, hey, look. And I mean, obviously it would be a crime scene after that if that, you know, was the behavior going on around here, but it's not. And so you have to respect that and kind of work with them. And those are the types of choices that I don't mind giving children. Mm-hmm. You know, the kids that are growing now, we got some teenagers, quite, you know, three teenagers in the house right now. They're all trying to find themselves. most of them are identifying by their friends. And we certainly want to try to avoid that, because that is not the definition of who they are. And so, letting them find a little individuality, I think it's healthy. And we are on the same page with that, honey. I think that's
great. I have a question for you.
Yeah, I've got an answer for you, I think.
Why is it okay for, all the kids to find themselves and express their individuality, but everyone cracks on me about, completely wearing black?
I don't know. I think, and I don't crack on you for wearing black.
Yes, you do.
Wait, no, I did. We went through periods of time where I talked about the black hole in your closet and this, that, and the other. But literally, I know it's your vibe.
And guys, he's if you look at his closet, it's full black.
And I wonder why.
I wonder why.
I asked her, honey, what should I wear when we go out tonight or whatever? She's like, I don't care, as long as it's black. So, I mean, I'm not out there collecting red clothes any longer, or yellow sweat outfits like I used to rock. Obviously I've collected more white clothes.
Okay, let's rewind. A yellow sweat outfit?
I guess. I love the Michigan Wolverines. And so I would easily and happily rock.
I can imagine a big ass guy like you wearing a yellow sweat outfit.
I was dead sexy in a yellow sweat outfit.
But I don't deny that. However, I cannot picture. Okay.
But look, no, I mean, so I dress obviously now to compliment you. That's your style.
One
that's
of these
your vibe.
Days I'm
I actually
come
like
on.
It. I like the, I'm always in black, even when I'm not, even at the gym or whatever now, I'm always rocking black and I'm good with it. I like it. So the last person you're catching,
I told you,
me.
You would learn to like it.
My mom now, on the other hand, Athene will tell you, this girl, she's always making fun of me for not having any color on me anymore and stuff like that. But, I mean, whatever. Who cares?
That's exactly what I say.
We do what we like, and at the end of the day, man, we're old enough where we don't have to explain ourselves. So.
One of these days, I told him that I'm going to come home in, the pinkest outfit.
Yeah, and I'm going to stroke out. If I see any color on Liz, I will literally stroke out, and she will, I don't know.
That would never happen, but...
It'll be her and the kids, because I don't even know that my heart could take something like that. I've never seen it, and I couldn't believe it. So, yeah. But, I don't think there's anything wrong for anybody wanting to express a little individuality. When you start getting older, you got to wonder what's really going on life-wise, because typically adults don't just start expressing individuality in weird ways. Usually, especially in my experience with women, big haircuts come at, life-changing events. And
let's move into the haircuts.
And then,
I'm not allowed to
I
have
mean,
one.
Men with their, midlife crises, they, buy cars or whatever they do and make dumb decisions. I don't know, but kids, they're just trying to feel themselves out, the hair coloring or hair dye or whatever. That's the least of my worries day, please. Anyway,
you're ridiculous. Let's move into haircuts.
Okay,
I'm not allowed to have a haircut.
That's not true either.
It's not preferred that I have a haircut.
I think your hair is beautiful, honey. Why would you want to chop off that beautiful, beautiful hair?
So I can start over.
Start over?
Mm-hmm.
Cut your split. If you think you have split ends,
Honey, my split ends come up to my shoulder.
Man, that's a that's a damn lie.
They do. That's not a lie.
Don't say you're not allowed. You make me sound like a monster. I don't control what you do with your hair. I prefer
Can I give you a haircut?
I'm bald as hell. What are you gonna do with my hair? I'm not expressing any individuality with my haircuts.
Can I express my individuality looking like you?
Oh my god, that's not gonna be a good look, honey. You're gonna
my
instantly
shoulder
regret
really hurts
that.
Right now.
Hmm.
My shoulder really hurts right now.
I'm sorry. Hang in there. You take something after the podcast.
Anyway, yeah. So haircuts are a thing. So even when Tom took Avon to get a really cool haircut.
Oh, my God.
And it
Shout
was so
Shout out to my
so
boy Aponte at Future Fades, because, he does work over there, and he did a number on my little guy. It was a perfect haircut. He loved it.
Yeah, he loved it. He was ranting and raving, sending me pictures after it happened. He was showing everybody. He was sending everyone pictures. He was sending the girls pictures. And he was smiling so big, and that following weekend was the weekend he was supposed to go with he actually went with his dad.
And his dad put a damn bowl on his head and cut around it because he said it was uneven. What? I'm bitter, bro. I'm bitter.
So Tom is really bitter about that, but he really did have a really nice haircut, and yeah, his dad went ahead and decided to do whatever he did.
This is crazy.
Chop it all up.
This is absolutely crazy. He gets a designer haircut, like, right, from a guy who knows what he's doing, right? And then goes to his dad, and his dad gives him a bowl cut.
Which is, like, hurts me two things, because, A, he was, like, super excited about it. He just loved it. He was, like, so happy. It just put a huge smile on his face, made my heart warm. And also, like, I think he should be able to get haircuts on my end.
I don't think that's an unfair ask.
No.
I mean, what in the world?
Like, yeah, so I'm waiting for this rage text. So when my daughter gets to his house with her freshly red hair.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's got to be happening anytime now, right? Yeah. Like, that'll be amazing. I'm kind of happy about that. That's going to be funny. Because, I mean,
I need everyone to tell me their, like, co-parenting horror stories. Because I
how much time you got?
Can match.
How much time you got? Seriously.
I can match. Uh-oh, here's a text right now. I can match stories.
Oh, God. I can match stories. Let me tell you.
You guys, we have a lot of things, personal things going on that we can't really speak of right now, which probably delays our podcasting. And as much as we want to let everyone in on certain topics a little bit more, mm-hmm. be a little bit more raw, we also have to be careful of not only of our children, but, you know, our children and their mental health, but also, like, the legal portion of it all.
Yeah, but I mean, there's just a way to be a co-parent, right? I mean, yeah. Like, at the end of the day, like, look, hate me all you want. I don't know why, because, like, in my particular situation, I've been divorced for over a decade. And so to carry any animosity I might have given you, reason or no reason for you to carry, at this point, like, how much energy does it take out of you to walk around with that? And, like, I feel like my ex, and I have no problem saying this, I feel like my ex is more concerned with how she can make my life difficult with the children and go against anything that I would ever wish. She's more concerned with those things than she is concerned with the positive mental health of the kids. And that makes no sense to me. I think there's something significantly wrong with a parent when it's, you know, their thoughts and actions take away from anything positive for the kids. I mean, I think, you know, when two people decide they don't want to be together any longer, that's fine. I mean, in this day and age, it's more common than it's not, right? So that is what it is. But, like, you get, if you made children with this person, then, you know, it's your job to literally find a way to come together in those moments where you have to and make sure that the decisions are not harming the children or making things tougher on the children, giving them a little freedom in where they want to be, a little more time with mom, great, a little more time with dad, great, whatever. You know, let them go for that lunch or whatever the case may be. You know, work hand in hand with that person. Usually it's in a very limited style. You know, with co-parents, you don't have to speak daily, unless something's, you know, in particular is going on. So just keep in mind that obviously these kids didn't ask for any of it. They don't want to deal with your animosity towards the other parent. They don't want all of the drama. They don't want all of the negativity. Don't bring it to their world. Literally don't. Let them be children. Let them just enjoy life. Life is tough enough as a child to navigate. It really is. I wasn't even thrilled with, you know, my middle school years. God, I could lose all three of those. Like, it's tough being a kid, and it's even tougher now because everything's on the damn internet. Like, the stuff that's in their face, what they can learn, how their friends can talk, like, 24/7. It's not like you just go to school, see your friends, and then come back home and that's the end of the day with them. No, now it's 24/7 on Snapchat, Instagram, whatever, TikTok. I mean, it's just nonstop. And so to be a kid this day is hard enough. The last thing I think they need is a couple of bickering co-parents, you know, fighting over what just doesn't even matter at the end of the day. So if you know somebody like that, if that's you, like, just think about it. What is the best for your kids? You know, are you making things more difficult? Well, no, like, I think
people in general all think, like, what is the best for my child, right?
I don't think they do, though.
But I like, okay, in your mind, play devil's advocate, right?
Okay, let's do that.
In your mind, you're thinking this is the best way for my child in your ex-wife's mind or said co-parent's mind. She's thinking this is what my children need. This is what's best for them.
Less time with their dad?
No, I'm saying, like, that's in their mind. That's what they think. That is their reality. That is what they think is best. That whatever her reasoning may be is what... You get what I'm saying? Like, that's what she thinks is best. It's not what's best. It's not at all. I'm not agreeing with it. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, in each individual person's mind, they think they're doing what's best for their child. And in my current situation, I think that he may think that, like, whatever he's doing is best, but if he would take a moment to listen to his children and maybe, like, talk hand in hand with them or get their opinion or how they feel or have these, like, raw, rough conversations, in which, by the way, never happens, but I think he would understand more, like, okay, maybe this, whatever I'm doing is not right.
Yeah.
But they don't take the time to do that.
I don't think that nut job can think he's doing anything right. I mean, you can't walk around calling the mother of the children in front of the children out of her name and saying derogatory things.
And expect
good things to come out of that. If you're a parent that walk around and does any of that, like, you are literally off your rocker if you're thinking you're doing right by the kids. Because, my God, like, if I'm sitting there, I can't even imagine, and I see my ex-wife in public, and I feel the need to say derogatory, body-shaming things to her in front of my girls, what in the hell am I actually doing?
Yeah.
And what am I teaching my girls?
I think we should, like, let them in on why we're having this conversation.
Well, I'm pleased.
Okay, so we're having this conversation because just a couple games ago, my son has games on Saturday mornings. Just a couple games ago, I was there practicing with my child in the field. It was an empty field. Their game just had ended. He had two games that day. The first one had ended, and I decided that I decided that it would be smart to, like, practice with him. So that's exactly what I did. And it was me, my daughter, and my son. And I was teaching him how to use his left foot. And I think he's great. He's a great soccer player in general. But, I mean, using your left foot, you need both feet in soccer, okay?
Let me just tell you.
You need both feet in soccer. Mm-hmm. And so he's really good with his right foot. We were practicing with the left foot. Long story short, his father decides that he's going to come in the field and say, this is his time for me to get off the field, that he's going to practice with his kids and X, Y, and Z.
And he shouldn't be practicing with his left foot.
He should not be practicing with his left foot. Yeah, that he's really good with his right foot. He doesn't need his left foot. He needs to practice more with his right foot. You know, whatever his thoughts were at that moment. But what we zoned in on was the fact that not only did he mention all that, he also started calling me out of my name, body shaming me, and this is all happening in front of my children. Now, when I tell you, none of this bothers me, okay? Like, this has been a decade of time of this happening. But what bothers me is that for a father to do such a thing in front of their children, a father to do that thing in general, like, we don't talk to each other, we don't communicate other than our children. We have nothing to do with each other besides our children. And with that being said, I don't think that, like, what is a real reason to call somebody out their name? Like, I don't find that I have to go up to him and be like, oh, well, you're a piece of shit. Like, I hate you. Like, anything that's on my mind. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't feel the need to do any of it. And I just feel that, like, by him doing that, especially in front of the kids, is so inappropriate. And you're not hurting me. You're hurting your children.
Man.
And, like, and in fact, after the game, my son was like, I'm so sorry that happened to you. Like, he was home crying, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, he was devastated.
He was crying. Yeah, he came home crying. And that's obviously not a nice feeling, not a good feeling. And we did talk through all those feelings. And you know, we did explain to him, like, that's not okay. Things like that should not happen. So we talked it through with him, but these are things that are that parents don't realize that are hurting their children and taking up mental space for them.
And mind you, I mean, the things that this character was saying to my list were disgusting. I mean, absolutely disgusting. And do you think that she came home with the kids and had to, felt the need to talk about how disgusting this character was to her children? She did nothing of the sort. She literally sat there and consoled kids who were devastated by the actions of a father in front of them for absolutely no reason, and basically consoled them, not saying a derogatory thing, just saying basically that that's just not the way that, you know, you want to behave. There's better ways to go about things, and that's the definition of a positive co-parent right there.
And I had parents asking me too, like, are you okay? Like, you know, and it was embarrassing.
Yeah, no, but, I mean, exactly. Yeah, and like, for no. What? Because you were, you know, playing soccer and instructing your kiddo to try his left foot. Like, why in the world would anybody butt in your business for that?
This is the monster that I'm dealing with.
Trust me, I've got a monster of my own.
Yeah.
So, like, I understand. I don't understand. That's just blatantly child abuse.
But see, there's like different types of monster, I guess. You know what I mean? There's like monster in the sense of like literally, I mean, I have no idea what goes on in other people's households, but I will tell you, in this household, we do not participate in the negative talk or the negative, just anything of that sort with our co-parenting people. We just don't.
And I feel like if anybody should have any right to, it would be the two of us. And literally, that's just not how we go about things, because you gain nothing by talking terrible about the other parent to these children who really just want to love both people in their own way. And if you're walking around telling them bad things about somebody that they love, it's not going to help you.
No.
And it's certainly hurting them.
Yeah.
So it's just not a great way to behave. And unfortunately, we both have situations that we're dealing with right now. I honestly would be more frank with mine, except I have court. I am unfortunately having to take my ex-wife back to court, and mine is primarily for visitation. I've gone, like I said, over a decade with the arrangement as was, and reached out and said I would like to have another overnight considered, because, you know, I mean, I'd like more time with my kiddos. And I was told via text, absolutely not, out of the question. It's absolutely burned into my mind. That's exactly the response. Absolutely not. It is out of the question. And so that was it for Tom. He had to go ahead and pull that court trigger, attorneyed up, and now here I am, and we got a court date next month. So I got no patience for that. Like, I mean, seriously, I think if the kids wanted to kind of go back and forth freely, within reason, to either parent's house, I wouldn't have a problem with that. I've invited my ex-wife to sit next to us at sporting events so the kids don't have to feel like they have to run to one end of the stadium to talk to one parent and then be concerned about how fast they got to get back and all that other stuff. Like, I mean, that's the kind of co-parent I am. And unfortunately, that's not what my counterpart is doing. So, so I have my own stuff that I'm working through, and you know, thank God I have Liz, because I mean, if anybody understands what dealing with a narcissistic controlling person looks like, it's my Liz. And so obviously I have experience with it, and so we kind of work with each other on that.
Yeah, we're like helping each other navigate through like one of the most hardest things.
It's
like a hard topic, especially like when they do participate in like the negative talk. And I mean, I know on my end, I know that this happened specifically at my co-parent's household, because if you think your kids are not listening, they are, and they certainly come back, they certainly have an opinion. I mean, that was not even a touch of like the first time of that happening. This is not even a touch of like what my kids have heard or dealt with. One of the times they've heard his girlfriend even talking trash about me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. It's nasty, it's negative, and I certainly don't, you know, tell my kids, oh, well, you know, your dad this. Like, no, it's just, I'm not going to be the same. And if they want to continue to ruin the mental health of their children, like, that's your decision. But at the end of the day, like, we are the co-parents that pick it up.
Yeah, they're going to know that mom's a safe place to land, and they don't have to deal with that drama when they're with mom. And that's really all that, you can only clean your side of the street. Yeah. You know, you can't control what goes on over there in that disastrous area. You can only kind of take care of your side of the street, and the same here. But I'm just trying to create a little more time with my girls. I mean, mm-hmm. Kennedy's going to be off to college in a couple years. I want to get some of that time too. I mean, you know, my money's okay when it comes down to it. Everybody expects that. You know, everybody writes that into the whatever. And then when it comes to the time, all of a sudden the dad is not, I mean, he's just omitted from certain things. And I just don't think that that's right. I mean, I am one of the biggest supporters for those kids. Mm-hmm. I walk around with my kids on my shirt at mm-hmm. events. I mean, I carry flags at track meets. I mean, I sponsor their high school athletic program. Like, I mean, I am so well known through that high school and that whole city for being one of those supportive parents, you know. And scholastically, I mean, I'm encouraging. I do all the right things as a dad to mm-hmm. just say that I don't deserve some time for some reason. I can't wrap my head around that. So we're going to remedy that right away. The state of Indiana is going to find in my favor, I have no doubt, because there is no reason not to. I don't even like when Liz goes to games and I can't be there because one of my girls is in a different event or another sporting event somewhere else, because it's funny, you know, how her ex gets little real quick when I'm around there, and that all that crazy garbage flying out of his mouth when I'm not there. I find that that's not happening when I am there. So it makes me feel a lot better when I'm there by her side to support her, obviously support our kiddos and stuff like that. And it's just garbage. It is just absolute garbage.
It was down to the point where my own mother felt very uncomfortable coming to my children's sporting events get aggressive and, you know, randomly just start talking trash to me, which is unacceptable in any way, any shape or form. But I do want to say, like, circle back on your situation. The one of the qualities that, like, really attracted me to you was your parenting, like, you being a great father.
Thank you, honey.
And I just feel like it's so true when you say you're missing out on a lot of time, a lot of things. And I kind of, like, put hand in hand, like, my situation to kind of like your situation. I don't know that, like, I don't want to say, like, their dad doesn't deserve any extra time or things like that, because, I mean, he's a parent, right? Like, you want to say nice things and think that, like, each parent deserves equal amount of time. But a parent like that certainly does not deserve any extra time.
No.
I think that is very detrimental to their mental health. Yeah. Numerous people, specialists or, you know, people who are... I don't want to, like, say too much, but people who are involved in my situation are there, and they do witness the neglect that happens and goes on, and almost has written off as him as neglectful. Mm-hmm. So, actually, it has. So, and then when I look at you, and I just see you, someone who is, like, so willing to, like, do anything, everything, always, you know, for your children, it's like, and you don't get that extra time. I mean, had I been in her situation, your ex-wife, I'd be like, yeah, you know, these girls are old enough to go back and forth and do these things. But that's just me. I don't know. I guess everyone co-parents differently. But yeah, certainly tell me, like, what you guys would do. I mean, as co-parents, whether you're in the same boat or a different boat, like, would you guys let your children go back and forth as they please? Or would that be, like, disruptive to their, I guess, routine or... how do you guys look at that?
Yeah, and I mean, get raw. Like, do you find your guys creating any tension there? Like, I mean, be honest. Like, think about it. Even if you don't want to tell us, that's fine. Or do you know of situations, maybe friends or other family and stuff, where you see the way that they're handling things and you know it's detrimental to the kids? You know, we want to hear all of that. And also, like, do you have good advice for any of these situations, like the situations that either me or Liz are going through, or for tough, challenging co-parenting, you know, how have you made it work? Like, we want to hear about all that. Like, because certainly, I mean, I don't know that we have all the answers, but I mean, I think we both collectively think that we're doing it a lot better than the other people that we have to do it with. So, I don't know.
And I certainly think that, like, guiding each other too in certain aspects of this, like, has been super helpful for me, because I always have not been level-headed when it comes to, like, co-parenting, or responding in, like, a respectful way. And I guess in a way of, when I say respectful, I want to say, like, you let me think about, not let me, but, you know, you guide me to think about, like, should this really take up space in your brain? You know what I mean? Like, should this really take up space for you? And it's true, because a lot of times we make impulsive decisions, or, you know, say angry things at whatever times. Like, you're angry, you make that your decision at that point. Like, I don't think that I should be doing that.
Yeah, no. And I mean, honestly, like, I find it less and less that that's happening to you. I think that you know that letting somebody who's so insignificant in your life right now rent space in your head, you know, I mean, take up space in your head, rent free, I should say, it's a waste. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of your energy and mental health. And I know that sometimes that's easier said than done, because, I mean, these people know how to push our buttons. They've been doing it for years, right? So they're going to be the easiest ones to get at us. But I find that you're being affected, you know, a lot less.
Yeah,
it's fewer and farther between, for sure, which is good. It's healthy for you, obviously. Then when you're in a better space, it's healthier for the kids and obviously for me and you and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, you see, I mean, I don't usually get wound up. I mean, nowadays, I usually just laugh. You and me have a really, really solid laugh at the behavior of these characters.
Actually, speaking of laughing, laughed last night. Sorry to cut you off. No, I was laughing last night because I got a text message. I also want to know, how often do you let your children, not even let them, but I guess how often does your children contact your co-parent, or your co-parent contact your children? Mm-hmm. How often is that? I mean, it's crazy. But I got a text message last night. It said something along the lines of, like, I told you to have the kids call me. I asked you to have the kids call me. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's so many things I have wrong with that.
Okay.
I asked you to have the kids call me.
Okay.
But, like, my thing is, number one, let me just stress that, like, I almost never get to talk to my children at the said time, like, I asked to speak to them.
Or ever
at that. Okay, it might be a 5 second, like, before they close your eyes type of thing, or it will be hit with their sleeping, or, you know, whatever it is. But that kind of hit me last night to the point where I was like, okay, you asked me to do this, right? Like, now you're just, like, trying to, like, tell me what you asked me to do. It was almost like a control factor for me. Yeah. I received that, like, a control.
Yeah.
And it's, like, I did not respond to it. But, like, I also feel that if you're trying to reach out to your children, I'm not going to sit there and be like, I asked you to do this. Like, I think it's, like, said time that, like, should be, your children should contact you.
Well, I mean,
when it's court ordered.
Look, I mean, he has their numbers too. Like, it's just, like, most of the time they don't really want to speak with him. Let's call it what the hell it is. Like, I mean, I stand here all the time, and you're like, your dad wants you to call them, and they're like, oh my God, like, I don't want to talk to him.
I
just left him. Like, what do we have to talk about? Like, so, I mean, like, he's made this bed. Like, this is, and yeah, he texts you things just to be difficult. I mean, it's insane.
And, like, do I make them call him? Okay, sometimes, yes, I'll be like, go call your dad. I do have to push them. But it's not because I'm, like, you know, wanting them to, like, oh, make them unhappy. It's for the simple fact that, like, this is the only way I'm going to be able to talk to my own children when they're gone.
Yeah. So, I mean, you don't want, you always mention too, that you don't want to inhibit an opportunity for them to have a relationship with their father. He just turns around each and every time and shows them why they don't want it. And so, and then, you know, I know you get no chance to talk to them when they're over there with him. I mean, what was it, twice over the entire fall break?
Yeah,
it was twice. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And then texting, demanding things to you about speaking to them while they're here. Like, I mean, miss us with that shit, buddy. Miss
us with it. And my son will reach out. My son will text me sometimes, and he'll text me really quickly and be like, I'm so sorry I can't talk to you for long, or, you know, whatever it is, which is fine. Like, I never am like, oh, well, you know, make a big deal about it while they're there. I never want to, like,
you don't ruffle any feathers.
Yeah, I never want to, exactly. I don't ever want to, like, make it harder on them or make them deal with something that they shouldn't be dealing with. Like, have a great time, you know, if we get to talk, I absolutely love that, look forward to it each and every time. But I know that if we don't, that, you know, I'll see them.
Yeah, and don't forget, each and every time they call you from his house, it's got to be on speakerphone and we have to hear his mouth.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, it's just dysfunctional. Left, right, up, down, any way you see it. This is not something that anybody on the outside could look at and say, oh, man, he's doing a great job. Like, that shit is just not the case. And,
like, I mean, I also don't appreciate, like, his family being, like, number one bully.
Oh, they're all dysfunctional, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
My daughter, yeah, there's a lot of bullying going on, and it's unfair. It's unfortunate. It's unfair.
Yeah, they are a different breed, that group. I'll tell you what. And this is not just, like, one, like, us standing off against them.
No, like, and to be for real, like, honestly, like, when I first started dating Tom, like, I kind of, like, informed him about, like, a lot of things that were going on in my life. Because, I mean, this is, no usual co-parenting relationship, right? Like, this is some aggressive, like, bullying. Like, this is just unhinged kind of shit.
Well, the grandma's bullying the granddaughter. Like, what?
Yeah, I
mean, it makes sense.
You have your grandmother telling you she will not take a hug from you to get out of her car immediately.
And on another separate occasion, slamming her arm in the door because you're trying to rush off in a huff because you're mad at her about something. I mean, this is a 12-year-old at the time, I think. 11 or 12-year-old. Yeah. What the hell is wrong with these people? Yeah,
there's just so many things that go on. But, again, I would tell Tom, like, you know, this is, like, a part of my life. This is what I'm dealing with. This is, like, you know. And at one point, it was almost like, I'm just telling you this to be aware, informed. And I think you kind of laughed at the beginning. You're like, you know, it can't be that bad. But, yeah, no, he's all for himself. It's bad.
No, man, I have no respect. I have no appreciation for anything that man does for his children. And I could care less what he has to say or do with me or Liz, because seriously, it's all a joke. I mean, we're all old enough to know, you know, how ridiculous he is. But he's these kids that are stuck in the damn middle for no reason, being made all the more difficult for them to just navigate going back and forth. And man, it's just, obviously you guys could tell this is a touchy subject for us. We've been stuck on it for a second here, and it's because it's just crazy. You know, I mean, both of us just care about the mental health of our children, and we're fighting tooth and nail to make sure that stays, you know, positive.
That's the most important piece.
Yeah, and sometimes it just feels like we're the only ones. So yeah, any words of encouragement, advice, thoughts on the topic, please share them with us. We are definitely open ears. I mean, unless it comes from the co-parents, because, man, they just don't have anything good to say, it seems like, anymore. I don't even know, honey.
Yeah, topic shift. So, we're winning in Halloween.
We are winning in Halloween. I'll tell you what, Mason, what do you think about our decorations next door, Mason? No, their house looks cute, totally. It looks so cute. Like, I mean, this is the first time, like, on my block that,
I'm so,
like,
excited for that.
Yeah, several houses have actually decorated. I mean, we have, like, no little kids on the block. Like, I think our house, maybe one other, has, like, kids in any sort of capacity. But, like, for the longest time, there were, like, none. And so, like, no one really would decorate except my guy Steve across the street there and stuff like that. And now it seems like, you know, several houses have some stuff up, and God, we're all about Halloween, aren't we, sweetheart?
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah. I think Halloween is just everything. It's just everything. It's such a vibe. And I was just telling him on the 21st.
Oh my.
That the leaves are changing. Like, everything just fall. Like,
I thought you were going to say something else. No, she said on the first. Like, no, she didn't even say 21st. The first. When we're done trick-or-treating, she said, we're starting to convert to Christmas. You guys shoot me. Literally. She's already picking out Santas, blow-up Santas on sleighs. Like, bro, I mean, she had me at Halloween. Like, that was an easy jump on board. This Christmas on October 31st, at what would that be, 7 or 8 p.m. to when the trick-or-treating's done?
Yeah. I guess we can wait till November 1st.
Oh, my God. We got the parade that day. We can't after do it that parade. Day either. Oh, no.
After the parade, we're going to rally the troops, and we're going to take everything down.
Honey, I just got a text message. Breaking news, the parade goes all day until midnight.
Well, I have news for you. We are not participating. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. I'm going to be out there like in the one-man processional for the parade with all my flags in hand and a banner wrapped around my legs. Go Spartan King.
Yeah, no, we're doing Christmas.
Because honey's back home decorating. I'm going to come home, it's going to look like December threw up all over my lawn.
Wait, I have to say something. So, everyone on like the last couple blocks behind us have pumpkins, okay?
Oh, like every single house. I just want to let
everyone you guys know who has a pumpkin. We're getting a witch. Huh?
Well, oh, yeah.
We're we have a witch, actually. This whole block should get witches.
Yeah, 20 feet tall, like ours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't need a pumpkin.
We should mandate it.
We should. We should have a block party.
Oh, God, that would be hilarious with this motley crew we got on this block. Bro, Larry, don't tell him. We got a racist down at the end of the block that he's, I mean, I don't know if he's racist, but he's crazy. He's hilarious. And then, I mean, we've just got all kinds of people on this block, so... It's the quietest block, but I mean, if we're making people all come out of their houses and mingle, it could be interesting.
Let's just organize a block party.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down. I like to coordinate.
All right, tell us what we have going on this weekend.
What do we have this weekend?
It's your mom's birthday.
My mom's birthday. It's aww. Mason's birthday celebration.
Oh my God, we decorated for her today.
Huh? We did, yeah. So Liz had the great idea to, of course it was hers, to go decorate my mom's house for her birthday weekend while she was at work. And so that's what we did, right?
Yeah, it was so much fun. We decorate for all of our family members.
Yeah, well, I never decorated for anybody, like ever. Oh. And you think that's a great idea, and I am, that's another thing I'm on board with, because I think it's cute, and everybody seems to
it
like
has
it.
Been
my mom was crying at the thought and texting you this big nice message.
Yeah,
and
she's so sweet.
So yeah, obviously that hit home. That was a real nice thing to do, honey. I thought it was great. I had fun doing it, and so we're gonna do breakfast with her, and then whatever else she feels like in the AM on Sunday. And then Mason, our guy, our next door neighbor, is going to, where's that at? Where he's got a birthday celebration. Where is it at? So Windy City Social or something?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
Something like that. Yeah, we're going to go have some dinner. So we're committed to that. Looking forward to it. We still got some birthday presents to get because, I mean, we've had plenty of stuff going on in life. But we still got a lot of weekend left to get that done.
Yeah.
As we mentioned, we got a lot of sports to head out to this weekend. What else? What else?
We've just been so busy. And it's not an excuse, guys. Like, we're not making excuses. No. Like, we really do. We just talked about, like, we need to come up. We need to formulate a plan, a better plan anyway, to get out there and start doing what we need to do. We're trying to get this TikTok shop going.
It's going. Now I just got to add products. Apparently, I thought I did, like, when I started the shop. But then they said, psych, no, you got no products up there. So now I got to add products.
And I will tell you, like, Tom has zero patience for, like, shit.
Anything.
The other day, he got some sweatshirts in. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you were doing in that box, but you could not take a picture of the sweatshirts.
It was wrinkly, damn it. Like,
I was laughing.
everything I did every single time. It was wrinkly. It looked terrible in my picture. I don't know what you do. Like, I think there's like a crystal ball you wave in your phone or your camera or whatever. No. You make everything happen. Like,
I pinned it up to the wall. No, but anyways, it was so cute and funny because like he was getting so flustered and frustrated after like literally 0.3 seconds. And then he just threw the sweatshirt like, I'm not doing this. But like,
baby literally came behind me and she like, I mean, it was almost immediately picked up the sweatshirt and went and like knew what I was trying to do. And she like fixed it, like, and this is what my lady does. Like, she just sometimes she just knows when I'm on 10, even if I'm not walking around raging to everybody. Like, she just knows when I've had it, and she just walks up behind me and fixes it, and I just love her for it. It's just incredible.
It's so funny and cute to watch at the same time because I know you're so mad, but like, I just want to laugh because he just has zero patience.
Most things I just don't have patience. I don't have patience for stupid, like, at all. Like, I have zero patience for stupid. Don't say something stupid around me, like, because I'm gonna say something. But like,
you and your mom.
Yeah, my mom's got no patience for stupid either. Like, I mean, seriously, have some common sense. Like, you know what you're actually speaking about, or don't speak. Like, that's why God gave you two ears and one mouth. You should listen twice as much. Like, hello. But anyway, so
listen,
yeah,
to what I didn't say.
That was a moment though, for real, because I even thanked you for that. I was like, man, you just like know sometimes and you fix it. Like, that was incredible, honey. I appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome. I just like, it's just cute. It's funny to see you. Unless like I'm in a mood and I'm like, oh great, he's in a mood, so
yeah, then shit, nothing's getting fixed, folks. Yeah, everything's in disarray.
But yeah, we have to formulate a better plan. We are trying to get, I mean, we get like a package every day of
something.
So yeah, we're going to get on it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Creatine sales are going. Thank you for all those that have participated in purchasing, Spartan King Ultra Microdosed Creatine Monohydrate. We certainly appreciate that. Spread the word to anybody who might be looking for weightlifting supplements. That is a good seller. So yeah, definitely would love the support there. We've got a female option, a workout option. I like the fit a lot. It is coming out. We've got models that just popped it on for us, and we're going to be putting those on the website here soon, be on socials. We have sweatshirts just came in, also going to be added to the website. We've got shirts. We've got a shirt press. We're ordering more shirts. I'm ordering all kinds of stuff. It's all on the way in, so there's got to be a lot of different products for you guys to check out. We certainly appreciate you spreading the word. If you're not in a position to purchase, let somebody know who might be. If you are, we appreciate you already in advance, and just keep supporting the movement. One thing we are going to focus on big time, I wanted to talk about it a little bit on our podcast, but I mean, I don't know that we're going to have any more time to do that right now, is the whole mental health aspect. I think there's a lot of folks out there that are promoting fitness, right? I mean, they're out there self-promoting, whatever the case may be. Look at me. I know the best way. That's just not our company. We do know a lot of great ways, and we can certainly help you in all sorts of different fitness aspects, and we're happy to do that. One of the biggest things that we want to support, though, is positive mental health, because we think it's just a cause that we believe in. We've both been affected negatively, unfortunately, by some really, really terrible things as far as negative mental health. And we think that, you know, positive health, mental health, I'm sorry, fuels, a fitness lifestyle, an active lifestyle. I mean, it doesn't just, you don't wake up and just decide, hey, I'm going to start working out. Like, usually your mind goes through a lot of different things to process what that might look like. And then it takes even more thinking, and it takes even more, mental fortitude or whatever to kind of get you through that first beginning phase, to keep you going on plateau phases. I mean, there's just a lot that goes into a lot, right? So we want to be there offering a positive message in regards to all that. So there's going to be a lot of apparel that comes out that's going to be positive mental health focused. We want you guys to scoop some of that up and help us spread this message. Liz has a lot of great ideas. We're going to start implementing some of those. She's got some mom stuff that she wants to push, and we're going to get out. So some Spartan King Fitness mom stuff. What else, honey? What else are we looking to do?
I mean, I think you covered it all.
Did I?
You pretty much covered it all.
I get excited. I'm sorry.
No, it's great. You covered it all. And we're just going to try to push out whatever we feel.
Yeah. I mean, it's at the end of the day, sure, we want to see the company be successful, you know, make money and stuff like that. But really, we want to help folks. Like, we want to help people. I like to see people that are active. Like, I don't care if you're in the best shape. I just don't care about that at all. What are you doing, though, to make yourself that 1% better today? Mm-hmm. And if it's not in the gym, that's okay, too. Are you taking strides to change up maybe a behavior that you've been accustomed to that's not leading you in the right direction socially or otherwise? Like, it could be anything. 1% better could mean a lot of different things. And I want you guys to remember that each and every time that we intro on this show or that Spartan King Fitness name comes up, it's about 1% better, making yourself better than you were yesterday in any regard. It's super important. We want to see that for as many people as possible. So help us spread that message. We appreciate and love you.
Yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in, and hopefully we hear from you and you continue to share with us all of your feedback and positivity.
Talk to you guys soon.